Welcome back, science lovers, to Making Sense of Science, a show where we take any scientific topic and dive into it. This is episode 3, which is our universe time? And also today I have a surprise for you all. Guess what? You will know it in a short while. Actually, I wasn't too sure about the answer. So, ladies and gentlemen, I present the first guest of our podcast. Yes, he's my friend and cousin, Akshat Kansal. He is a science enthusiast who discusses the latest stuff of science with me. Hi, Akshat. What's up, huh?
Hi, Aksh. I'm fine. I'm glad you called me here. Hope you're also fine.
Yeah, I'm fine. So, listeners, let's get straight into it. Basically, there are three scenarios by which our universe could possibly die. They are the Big Freeze, the Big Rip, and Big Crunch. All those fancy words sound interesting, right? So Akshat, would you please explain them to us?
Big Freeze, also known as Big Chill,
is the heat death of universe, which suggests that the universe would evolve into an environment of thermodynamic energy, that is, the energy exerted by the stars, and which is also responsible for the formation of solar nebulae. This energy would not be formed due to expansion of universe, as gravitational forces would become weaker. Therefore, new stars would not be formed, and old stars will die after some time, and there will be no heat in the universe, and no life would sustain, and the universe will be thrilling chill. This is known as the heat death of the universe, or Big Freeze.
Yeah, imagine it like two bodies connected to each other through a rubber band, and the force exerted by the rubber band towards each other is gravity, and two hooks on the ends of the rubber band, which are pulling them apart using dark energy, is repulsion. So these two forces constantly fight against each other. Suppose repulsion wins by a very small margin, it would result in the rubber band slowly losing its elasticity and the two bodies getting apart slowly. This is Big Freeze.
Big Crunch is a moment of universe
in which the expansion of it eventually reverses and the universe would recollapse, ultimately causing the cosmic scale factor to reach zero. Just the opposite of Big Bang. Everybody has blown a balloon, right? After blowing continuously, a moment comes when it bursts. Imagine the balloon as universe and continuous flow of air as its expansion. Same happens with universe. After much expansion, it would burst. Your theory tells that it would come to zero.
Yeah, in the Big Crunch, gravity would win. Finally, the rubber band would pull everything in, and all the matter in universe would be compressed into single, very dense spot. Much like that particle which preceded the Big Bang.
Big Rip is the moment of universe when the dark energy gets more than the gravity due to expansion of universe. As the distance between the body gets bigger, so the dark energy would increase as the gravity would continuously got decreasing. So each and every particle and atom of planets and stars would turn out, resulting in the end of the universe.
Yeah, in the Big Rip, repulsion would win, but this time by a huge margin. It's like the rubber band just breaking. This would result in ripping not only atomic but even subatomic particles. This is the mighty Big Rip, and everything would infinitely keep on expanding. Today, we learned how our universe would actually end. But, do not worry. There are about 10 to the 100 power years before our universe could end. But you would say, hey, what is the scenario more likely? Well, it is a big freeze. That's it for today's episode. Till then, this is Aksh Patoria
and Akshat Kansal signing off.